We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, what is going on, Colts Nation? We are back. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Wanted to do a real quick update for everybody. So Indianapolis Colts head coach Shane Steichen met with the media earlier today to discuss different things. Now, obviously, the Michael Pittman news and different things like that. And a lot of other stuff as well in regards to free agency and stuff like that. And so we wanted to watch this video, give our overall thoughts after the video is done, and just kind of do that. So without further ado, let's get into it, Derek. Here we go.
Shoot, I'll start off. I know you guys are going to have probably a lot of questions about Michael Pittman and Chris and his staff. We're working through that right now. And here's what I'll say about Pitt. The player he is, the person he is, the competitor he is, the playmaker he is. We love everything about him, obviously, and we want to be a Colt. So with that, go ahead.
We'll start with Chap.
Oh, I wasn't ready. With non-pit category, with is Anthony back in town working? Is he still in Florida? What's been your interaction with him to this point?
Yeah, he's been doing a little bit of both. He's been here. He's been in Florida doing his rehab, but he's making great progress. You guys have seen, obviously, through social media, he's throwing. I'm not going to put a timetable on his return, but he's in great spirits, feeling good, obviously going through stuff, but he's making really, really good progress.
Just a quick follow-up on that. Will it change your dynamics at all when – going into OTAs or whatever, you know he's the guy as opposed to last year? He's a rookie. You got Minshew. Does it change your approach game planning wise or whatever with having him here now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew what he was capable of when we drafted him. And then to see, you know, bits and pieces of that early on in the season, knowing what he can do. And then really just, you know, looking at our offense as a whole, we're going through our self-scout process, you know, right now. Things that, you know, we did well that we can do even better and things that we need to improve on. And then obviously, you know, trying to stay on the cutting edge offensively because, as we know, the game's always changing and trying to add some new wrinkles, things that he does well moving forward for the spring and then obviously for the fall.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Nate? It was obviously a short sample size of Pitt getting to play with Anthony, but just from what you got to see, what'd you think of the connection that they were building and how much does it matter for a young quarterback to kind of have that reliable outside player like Pittman?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nate. It's huge. When you got a reliable player like Pitt that's going to show up every Sunday and make plays like he does, it definitely helps a young quarterback. And to keep, you know, getting that chemistry with those two guys building, will be huge, you know, for Anthony's growth.
James?
Shane, Chris mentioned last week that Pitt loves to speak his mind. He'll stop by his office and express his feelings. Have you had those interactions with him, and how vocal is he, and how much do you appreciate just that blunt honesty, you know, and I imagine probably a two-way street.
Yeah, no, I love it. Like I said, just the ultimate competitor. The one thing I do respect about Pitt is that he's going to show up and you know what you're getting every Sunday. And you're going to get a guy that's going to go make plays. And you're going to get the same guy on the practice field that you're going to get in the meeting rooms, that you're going to get on game day on Sunday. And to have that type of guy, you know, on our football team, is huge, huge going forward.
Joel?
Shane, what went into the decision to move on from Nate Oley, and then what, you know, how did you guys get Charlie Partridge out of the college ranks?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics of that. I got a ton of respect for Nate Oley and the job he did here, and I wish him nothing but the best going forward. Great human being, Nate is. But then, you know, looking at Charlie, just going through a process and interviewing a couple guys, and you know, the wealth of knowledge that he's brought, that he will bring to our football team. You know, he's had a lot of success as a D-line coach at the college level. He's coached some really good players. He's obviously been a head coach, as you guys know, at FAU. But really excited about Charlie, you know, adding to that D-line room.
JJ?
Shane, you obviously worked with Alex Tanney for a year in Philadelphia. What does he bring to the coaching staff?
You know what? I had, you know, my first interactions with Alex was 2013. He was actually a player, you know, played 9 years, quarterback in the NFL. Got to work with him when I was a quality control coach. He was a quarterback there. And then obviously he transitioned into the coaching ranks. But I kind of saw that even when I was a really young coach, when I first started in the NFL, just his thought process and his brain and how it worked. And it was kind of very coach-like, knowing that, shoot, down the road, you know, we kept in contact and he got into coaching. And then I saw what he was able to do in Philly and the way he worked on a daily operation with us in that building for 2 years. And just to get him over here now, and just the ideas that he'll have, just the detail that he coaches with, he's got a really, really bright future in this league.
Steven?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Shane, last year at this time, you had just gotten hired, and I'm sure it was a whirlwind. I'm wondering, you know, I assume at least that you didn't have the same kind of synergy with the front office, with the personnel department that you have now, you know, in terms of the players you need, profile, et cetera. Going into free agency, now that you have that year invested and you guys have that background, how at all will that influence, you know, how you move forward as a from a roster perspective, do you think?
Yeah, no, it's great. The relationship that I've been able to build with Chris and the rest of his staff has been phenomenal. Chris has been awesome for me. The communication has been awesome. And then, like you said, you know, being around the guys for a year and really seeing these guys and seeing their movements and seeing, you know, different personalities and how they fit into what we want to do offense and defensively has been really good. So the communication piece is definitely awesome. And we're continuing to build that every single day. But it's been good. It's been a really good process. And obviously, like you said, we're way further along this year, this offseason, than we were when I first got hired.
Now, quick follow-up. I mean, are you a guy that's, I mean, some coaches are more vocal than others in terms of, like, you know, expressing, hey, here's what I need, here's what I want, you know, whether you get it, that's another story. But I feel like you're a hands-on guy. I don't know, in that conversation, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we all speak our opinions, you know what I mean? But the thing is, we're going to have a collaborative effort, you know, when making final decisions. And obviously, Chris is the general manager that makes the final decisions. But we have a great working relationship, and we see things similar, which is awesome. So very fortunate for that. And I love working with them.
Kent?
Hey, Shane, what are your priorities in selecting, acquiring, procuring, deciding who the backup quarterback's going to be?
That's a good question, Kent. I think with anything, you know, you can look at it two ways. You know, some people say, hey, do you want a guy with similar traits to Anthony Richardson? Is that important to you or not? I think that has benefit, but I also think too, you know, in the backup role, you know, these guys, as you guys know, I've talked about it last year, is the backup role doesn't get a lot of reps during the week. They really don't get any. They get the scout team reps, right? So you got to be ready to go in if you have to go in and perform on, you know, pretty much no reps, but know the game plan. And, you know, that's what Gardner did, obviously, when he had to step in for Anthony and then he took over. But he did a great job operating, you know, in that role. So you can look at it two ways. And to me, like I said, I think it could go either way. It really can. And I think as coaches, myself and Jim Bob, whatever that role is for that backup, whether it is a guy like Anthony or it's a guy that has different traits than Anthony, you adapt to that player.
George?
Shane, how did Pitt grow as a leader as the year went on last year? And how important is that role as you try to reestablish the culture for this team?
Yeah, no, it's big. He was obviously a huge, huge leader in that wide receiver room, and not only in the wide receiver room, but in the locker room. And I think his leadership abilities showed on the field by the way he played, how tough he is, the competitor. Like I said, I can't say enough about the competitor that he is. But I think when guys are ultimate competitors, you can lead by example. And that's what he did every single Sunday. He's reliable, and he's always going to be there.
Chat.
Shane, Stephen mentioned how when you first got here last year, had to be a whirlwind, pulled in different directions. I get the impression it was like, here's your office, help us find a quarterback. do you feel freer, I guess, with your time to where it's not QB driven, it's receiver, tight end, offensive line, where you can maybe have a more of a global view?
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. It definitely has slowed down in that capacity. You know, now it's that role, obviously, going into the deal where, you know, you're just kind of looking at, you know, the draft guys now and seeing how we can help improve the roster. And we got a lot of good players on this roster, and how can we improve it and add more talent to it is what we're going through. And obviously, the systems are in place. You know, last year it was getting the system installed and meeting on offense, and here's how we're calling things. Well, now the system is installed, and so it's, how are we getting better at the things that we were good at, the things that we need to improve on, and how are we staying on the cutting edge is kind of what we're going through right now. And then also diving into, you know, our roster and trying to improve on that. So that part's been really good for myself and the rest of the staff.
One quickie follow-up outside the box, sort of. You said the self-evaluation that you guys do with the team. When you look back at your first year, what were you most critical of that you did?
Yeah, anything, I think that's, you know, I get asked that. I've been asked that quite a few times since the season ended, and really not getting into specifics. I learned a lot, right? You learn a lot in your first year, just the little things that come along with being a head football coach. But I always go back to the support system, you know, that I had around me that made it, you know, a smooth transition for me and the people that I have around me, and building on the people in this organization, the character of people, and making sure you're surrounding yourself with really good people will make the job and the transition smoother. But, you know, you learn from certain things that come up during the season, off season, whether it's schedules, whether it's, you know, weight room, training room, all those different things, learning different personalities, and how you want things to look. And then you kind of look back on those things at the end of the year and say, hey, where can I improve on as a head football coach, and where can I get better moving forward so we can be even better than we were last year and just keep taking those steps.
Joel?
Shane, And with the Chargers and with the Eagles, you kind of had the, for lack of a better word, the bell cow tight end, you know, guys who got most of the work. Is that something you have to have? Is that something you'd like to have in your offense?
Obviously, that it helps, but we have a good group of tight ends right now. Obviously, you know, Mo and Grantson and Will Mallory came along. So we got a good group of guys. I think it's a necessity. But I like the group that we have. And we go from there. But obviously we're always looking at different positions, whether it's tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, O-line, DBs, linebackers, D-line. We're trying to add to the talent.
On sort of the same topic, but, you know, kind of going along with what you just said about all the weapons, was run after the catch something you wanted maybe more of in the offense last year?
To sit here and say that, yeah, it helps, right? I mean, I'm not going to say that it doesn't. I think anyone would say that, right? Yak is huge. You know, you get a guy that can catch a slant and go for 60, that's huge. But I feel like we have some of those guys. But obviously, we'll look in the draft, whether it's offense or defense, whatever it is. We're just trying to add talent to this roster.
Last question, James.
Speaking of the draft, Shane, what do you think of the depth in this year's wide receiver class? I know Chris last week compared it to 2020 with Pitt and Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, others like that.
It's a deep draft for the wideouts. Going through that right now, watching, might take a, you know, position a week and go through positions and watch these guys. But it is a deep wide receiver class, and there's a lot of talent. And shoot, there's going to be your top two or three guys that everyone looks at. And then there's always going to be the guy in the second, third, fourth round that's going to come out of nowhere, maybe even the fifth round that no one would have thought, right? That's how the NFL draft works. So we got to do our due diligence studying these guys, not only the wideouts, but every position, and try to keep digging and find that guy that can help us.
And then one quick follow-up. I know Chris mentioned last week that having JT fully healthy this offseason, well, starting the offseason is a huge difference. So for you personally, contract stuff aside, health aside, what does that mean to know that he's fully healthy and ready to go to help you continue building this team, this offense?
Yeah, it's huge. I'm excited to get JT obviously fully here all year coming up. Is going to be awesome. I mean, just the being around him that this past year and what he means to this team and the big playability that he brings is huge. And looking forward to, you know, the spring with him, the training camp, and obviously the season with him and Anthony in the backfield. Couldn't be more fired up about that.
All right. Well, that'll do it for Shane Steichen's media availability, obviously right before the tag deadline. So as of this video, no agreement has been made with Indianapolis and Michael Pittman Jr., obviously about a week out or so from free agency. So, Derek, what were some of your takeaways that you had from Shane Steichen here and his kind of, you know, media availability here?
I mean, it's nothing too crazy, right? You know, just kind of breaking down a few different things of how he looks at decisions going forward now and, you know, some of these coaches and whatnot and how he is learning to adapt to the game. It was great to hear him talk about Jonathan Taylor at the end. And it was also nice to hear the update on Anthony Richardson, even though it's really not much else of an update. We kind of already knew that this was a thing. I mean, at this point, I would like to say I think that he's probably going to end up being back to being full strength before OTAs come around, which is obviously quite a few months away still.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at constantcontact.com. Just go to constantcontact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
So, I mean, all in all, nothing too crazy when I think about this one, just covering all aspects of everything. But it is nice to hear from Coach Steichen and just kind of getting a little bit more understanding of what he's looking at going into this free agency, you know, with finally being in for a while.
I found it interesting that he kind of, you know, kind of didn't necessarily say, yes, that's exactly what happened, but he was pretty like, yeah, I think you nailed it. You know, as far as the whole idea of when he got hired last year, it was all about finding the quarterback. This is our offense. Find us a quarterback, you know, basically. And I know he obviously had some influence in that process, like with Josh Downs, for example, in the draft. But I thought that was interesting where it's like this is the first offseason for Steichen where he fully kind of understands the roster from not just like finding a quarterback perspective, but like, hey, here's what we do well. Here's the things we need to add to this roster. I thought that was just kind of an interesting, you know, thought process and kind of question and kind of how Steichen answered that was like, yeah, you know, it was in certain ways kind of like, boom, you're here. You know, and it was late, like Steichen right after, you know, got hired right after the Super Bowl. So it was later on in the process. And so he did have a little less time than some of the other coaches in the cycle. And so I thought that was interesting where he's kind of like, yeah, you know, like now I feel like I do kind of have more of an overview, and maybe that speaks to how the Colts attack free agency and the draft maybe a little bit differently than they did last year under Shane Steichen and with him, you know, kind of still figuring things out with the roster.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be a fun time, man.
Yep. And I think the final thing, I mean, we talked about Pitt, but I mean, all signs, Derek, from what Steichen said, from what Ballard said, I mean, Pittman's going to be a Colt. There's no question in my mind that Michael Pittman's going to be a Colt. He stands for everything the Colts stand for. And, you know, you feel like everybody you talk to or ask about Pitt just talks about his professionalism, his leadership. And also it was interesting just how much he grew last year as a leader. So definitely thought that was interesting. But yeah, it was just good to hear from Shane Steichen just a little bit where he's at with everything right now. And obviously Shane Steichen, very tight-lipped. And so he gives a lot of coaches answers, a lot of general answers, you know, not really giving anything away. That's kind of how Shane Steichen is in a lot of ways. You know, he, you know, when they ask, oh, what do you think about, you know, do you want to get better here? He's like, well, obviously, like every team does. It's just kind of like he's not really giving a whole lot specifically to the Colts organization and to the roster right now. He's just kind of giving general, like, we need to add to everything. So typical Shane Steichen in there when it comes to that. But Derek, any other thoughts here before we wrap this one up? Obviously, we're going to be covering this Michael Pittman Jr. stuff here coming up soon, hopefully. And I know a report came out when we were recording this that if a deal's not reached, the Colts will franchise tag Michael Pittman. So any thoughts here before we wrap this thing up?
Nah, just waiting for this news of Michael Pittman to be done and we start getting into free agency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, guys, let us know your overall thoughts here on Shane Steichen's media availability, talking about Pittman, talking about Anthony Richardson, talking about needs for the Colts in free agency and the draft. Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.